Did Antonio, is he reinstated today?
Do what, John?
Is Antonio reinstated today?
Yes. My understanding, to be honest with you, John, we've been going 100 miles an hour since we landed. But, yes, he could be back in the building today is my understanding.
Will he be back on the field tomorrow? What will you do about his roster spot?
Expectations are for him. Well, Quisenberry will go on IR today, and Antonio will take his spot. He will go to IR. Full IR, yeah.
Is Andre okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, he just cramped up, and had to leave the field for that period of time. I don't remember how many plays it was, but I made it back and finished up, made some big plays there at the end. All right, go ahead. I can hear you, John.
Last night, Tate waved off Arian, and then Arian looked like he was very angry about it. What about that? And were you tempted to play Tate, run Tate more at the end of the game?
Yeah, I'd be honest, I wish it would have came out more, a little bit closer to even. I think I said that after the game. Obviously, it's Arian's first time out this year. I didn't play any in the preseason. I think Ben's had an excellent preseason. So, want to keep it somewhat close right now and watch him work in to what's going on. But as far as waving a guy off, I mean, they're competitive. They both want to be on the field. I understand that. I think that's a good thing for the team.
Did you have a talk with Arian after that?
No, I actually didn't. I didn't see the waving off. So,
could you talk about Matt and his performance?
It was exceptional, John. He got off to a rough start, gets a ball tipped to start the game. And it's such a negative play to start your football season, and a lot of people could go in the tank. But he kept battling. I think the thing I was most impressed with Matt is his extension of plays last night. I think he did a tremendous job in some tough situations, third and long, where he found ways to extend the play, move around, give people a chance to get down the field, to keep us on the field. And when you get caught in a situation like that, especially on the road, it's tough to succeed unless your quarterback's got total control of what's going on. So just very impressed with what he did.
You had a lot of fans there. Were you surprised to hear that loud?
It was almost like a home game. Yeah, it's been awesome. I think I said that a couple times last year. I want them to know how much we appreciate it. I mean, you can just feel. I mean, there's a big difference now than 3 or 4 years ago, us going on the road, arriving at a hotel, seeing our fans, them supporting us on the road, coming out for warm-ups and seeing how many people are actually there at the game. So that means a lot to the football team, means a lot to us as an organization, and I just want them to know how much we appreciate it.
How will you handle Ed Reed this week going into the second week of the season?
Well, we got so close last week, it'd be so easy to say, okay, we're ready to go. It's a go. I just walked by him. He's in a training room right now going through some rehab stuff with Cap. I think we're very close. We'll see. Expect him to practice tomorrow, and does he take more of a load than he did last week? We'll see. But I know we're very, very close. So I think it's still a day-to-day thing right now.
Had that been, a playoff game or a game with more importance, would he have been able to play?
I think he could have probably given us some snaps, but is he ready to go out there and carry a load type, a game type load? I think that was the decision. That's why we made the decision, because we're not there yet. But like I said, he's been through it before. I think I've said this many times. We're listening to him. We're listening to what's going on. The process has been very good. The progress has been excellent, in this past week. So hopefully we get as much of the same this week.
Think you'll have Sharpton back?
I hope to see him hit. He will hit the field tomorrow, I should say. Not hope to. He will hit the field. He has to pass the final stages of the concussion protocol, which can be done for him Wednesday and Thursday if things go well.
Gary, how disappointed were you with the protection overall of Matt? Were you pleased with it, upset by it?
Actually, for the situation we were in as a team, I thought it was pretty good. We give up 2 sacks, but the whole stadium knew we were going to have to throw it for 2.5 quarters. So, Dwayne's over there battling Freeney down in, down out. So I think the situation we're in actually was pretty darn good. You can always do things better, but we totally abandoned the run game from the third quarter on until we got that last 5 or 6 minutes. So just don't want to be in that situation again. I know that.
Thank you.
Legler's punting, especially in the fourth quarter, was a big weapon for y'all. Talk about what he meant to you in the game.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of confidence here. I know there is for me, John, as a coach. I mean, he just, to me, he's a weapon. I mean, he can get you out of a hole when you're backed up and, you know, you've had a bad series. He can pin people down there on the goal line. And, you know, usually when you pin somebody inside their 10, if you get them three and out, that's points for your football team. So I think we got a punter right now who's a weapon for our football team. And hopefully we don't send him out there too much. But when we do, we got a lot of confidence in him.
Could you talk about Andre coming up so big?
Yeah, he's had a great camp, John. He's been exceptional through camp. And once again, we had to move him all over the place last night because they were paying special attention to him. But he always responds to that, and he finds a way to make plays. And the thing I've been really impressed with, I think he's running better after the catch probably right now than maybe he has. I mean, I just see a point of emphasis right there. It's something he's improved upon.
Andre said after the game that we wouldn't have won this kind of a comeback in the past. We wouldn't have been able to close it out. What does it say to you about the leadership on this team, the growth, the guys that stepped up, the fact that you were able to win this game?
No, it is. They've come a long way. I mean, there's a belief there that regardless of what happens on any given Sunday, we can find a way to win a football game. And you're right. I mean, if you don't have that, you don't have that type of mindset and that type of leadership, you get caught in those situations. There's a lot of times, you know, people say, well, we'll get them next week. That's not part of this team's makeup, regardless of what happens. I think at halftime, as poorly as we had played, there was still confidence that, hey, if we play a good half of football, we'll find a way to win this game. And yet we start the third quarter really poorly, too, on the defensive side of the ball. So just proud of how we hung in there. You know, it's not something you want to get really, really good at, but proud of the way we hung in there and found a way to win.
How do you explain playing that bad so in an opener like that?
Well, I think it's a combination of them playing good, John. I mean, you start the game with a turnover, that's as bad as it can get. But they played extremely well on offense the first half. They moved the ball, made big plays. We moved the ball, but we had a lot of movement backwards, had some big holding penalties from the wide receiver position, had some things that set us back. So, we expected a tough situation there playing in their stadium, and I think they're a good football team. Everybody's fresh on opening day, and we got their best, and their best was pretty darn good there, you know, for 2.5 quarters.
How many years has it been since you called a trick play?
What was the trick play? The fake
the
punt?
The direct snap.
Oh, I just called it, walked away. I'm glad it worked. I know that. We didn't do anything with it. That's what makes me mad.
Did Joe suggest that? Did he see something and you called it? How come you did it?
It's something we work on all the time. Really, we kind of put it in Shiloh's hands. I mean, we kind of give him the ability to leave it on or call it off depending on what he sees. And he had confidence in what he saw that he could go get us a yard. So, like I said, they executed extremely well. It's just a shame we didn't take that and do something with it right away. I think we ended up punting three plays later.
Earl Mitchell made a big play when he ran over and pulled that guy down short of the first down.
That's effort, John. I mean, that's – you know, when you win games in this league, it's easy to walk in this room and show the big plays that everybody's looking at today. But it's plays like that you pick out to show your team, because that's the difference in winning and losing. Earl hustling right there, getting them in a third and three situation, us getting off the field. Those are the type of plays that are the difference when it's all said and done.
After Rivers threw that touchdown pass, I think they didn't have a first down the rest of the game, and he only completed one pass. What was the difference in the defense after that?
I don't know, John. I mean, our energy was excellent. We locked up our coverage much better. We made him get rid of the ball. Probably the biggest thing, they ran the ball. You know, they had some success running the ball early in the game or throughout the first half that they couldn't – to me, they weren't able to find in the second half. You know, I think the last five possessions we may have got them three and out if I'm right, okay, the last five possessions. So, you know, it was – you don't get something like that done unless it's a total turnaround, and it was across the board, John. You know, special teams, offense, defense, everybody did their job there for a quarter and a half.
What did you think of Whitney Merciless's opening?
Yeah, he played really good. To miss all of camp, to play as many plays as he played extremely well. Was a big factor getting to the quarterback. Even when he didn't get to him a couple of times, he's pushing the pocket. We were very impressed with how he played without camp.
And Keyshawn in the return game?
I thought he did a good job. He created some of his own space. We can do a little bit better job for him, but I thought for the most part, Keyshawn's been coming along, getting a lot more confidence in what he's doing.
What did you think about how Shiloh Kao played?
Played really good. You know, he's been working as a starter the whole time. You know, the fact that we don't have Ed, obviously there's a big spotlight on him back there, and he's playing a really good quarterback. But I think Shiloh held his own. The hit he had in the third quarter, knocking that ball out, giving us a chance to get back on the field, was a big play in the game.
Randy Bullock obviously missed his first field goal attempt, but then the confidence to put him back out there. Can you talk about how he handled that situation?
You talking about the end of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he got they froze him a little bit, called a timeout. So, you know, what a situation to be in, your first time kicking an NFL game, and you're, you know, put on the spot right there, and you've sat there for four quarters and lived with a miss, you know, with a ball that he didn't hit very good. So, but he's been consistent through camp. We got confidence in him. I like the way he's kicking off. You know, I think he had five kick calls for him or for touchbacks. The other one we need to cover better. But, you know, I think Randy's got a bright future, and obviously getting some confidence early has got to help him.
A couple more guys.
Let's see. We have Bryce McCain got his knee banged up a little bit. We're looking at that today. Other than that, just some bumps and bruises. I think we came out okay, John.
You talked about Shiloh Kao.
Go ahead.
You talked about Shiloh Kao. What would you take away from the secondary as a whole?
Well, I thought we locked them down good once we settled in. They made a couple of big plays in some contested situations. The one to start the third quarter was a real big play. I thought Danielle Manning played extremely good. J.J. played well. Kareem, I mean, I think we held them, what, to 50% or less throwing the football. So, but the biggest thing, we dug ourselves such a big hole as a football team. But they battled at the end and found a way to make the plays at the end.